Amendments to the draft Kennedy Town and Mount Davis Outline Zoning Plan. Planning Department are going to brief us on various amendments which have impact on the waterfront. And invite our comments. Thank you. And we have the Planning Department with us. Yeah, and Kirsten, I think you're going to very kindly brief us. Thank you. Cantonese, no problem. Change the channel. No problem.
Good afternoon, Chairman, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for giving. I will conduct the briefing in Cantonese.
Yes, please.
Yeah. 多謝今天有機會來到跟大家介紹一下我們堅尼地城和摩星嶺這張分區計劃大綱圖我們作出了一些修訂今次這個修訂主要其實就是在一些 land use zoning 上面我們加上一些高度限制那張圖已經在本年的2月25號公開展示賣獻部以及在以下幾個地方都可以看到包括在城規會的秘書處 北角和山田市府合署的这个 Enquiry Counters 和中西区民政事务署其实今次那个高度限那个的我们的修订希望能够在分区计划大纲图入面的范围提供一个好些的一个规划的控制特别在那个建筑物高度方面希望能够带给当区有一个好些的居住环境 同埋呢亦都呢希望通過呢個憲報同埋呢個諮詢呢能夠呢有一個大啲嘅有啲多啲嘅諮詢呢可以能夠呢俾到公眾嘅咁我哋去做呢一個嘅高度限制嘅時候呢我哋都有一系列嘅即係城市設計嘅一啲考慮啦包括呢就係一個IT式嘅高度嘅概念呢即係由海邊比較低啲一路向內陸呢就比較高少少咁樣啦 咁希望能夠保持返喺對維多利亞港同埋山脊線嘅呢幾一啲嘅景觀啦我亦都會考慮現行嘅周圍嘅高度嘅情況啦地形啦地區嘅特色啦仲有就發展或者重建嘅潛力啦同埋空氣流通啊同埋同周圍嘅土地嗰個協調啊亦都希望能夠呢喺呢個公眾嗰個利益同埋私人嗰個權益方面呢能夠取得平衡嘅 咁呢我哋都喺設計呢張圖嘅高度限制嗰陣時我哋都用咗一個階梯式漸進嘅高度限制呢就由一個喺海邊比較低矮然後再向內陸一路延伸向高上去嘅一個概念咁呢令到同埋呢亦都呢現行喺區入面呢能夠去望到維多利亞港嘅景觀呢亦都希望能夠保持呢咁同埋呢亦都能夠將現行喺區入面一啲綠化綠色嘅同埋一啲景觀嘅景觀廊啊同埋一啲主要嘅通風廊呢亦都能夠保持嘅咁我哋喺檢討嘅過程入面呢就將呢個區呢大致分為七個嘅地區呢去逐個區呢我哋就去做一個檢討嘅第一個區呢就係靠近基督沙灣臨海嘅一笪地方咁佢主要呢就係而家嘅一個公眾博物館石區啦咁同埋基督沙灣公園嘅 咁喺個博物館社區方面，我哋用返兩層嘅建築呢，就同就係用嚟反映返喺博物館社區入面呢現時嘅一啲建築物嘅高度嘅。咁向內陸一路伸展嘅時候呢，就我哋去到呢堅尼地城嗰個市中心嘅一個住宅群啦。咁呢，我哋就基本上呢，就會就俾咗兩個嘅高度嘅 high bench 呢，一個呢就係沿海呢就100，咁而呢向內陸伸延呢就大約120度嘅。 咁呢個呢都係同返我哋之前所講到嘅一個階梯式漸進嘅一個模式呢就係相呼應嘅。咁再去內陸嘅時候呢我哋就喺一個山腳嘅住宅區呢嗰個高度限制呢就會繼續嘅就由120呢向上呢就一路會一路高上去呢大約去到160度嘅。咁但係喺呢個嘅你見到啡色嘅呢啲住宅群 中間呢有一系列嘅係比較低矮嘅一啲嘅建築群啦包括喺呢個青年台一帶嘅一啲嘅 RC1 嘅松嶺啦 咁佢而家咧，我哋一路以嚟都俾開係12層高嘅高度限制咧，我哋會保持不變嘅。咁呢啲呢個比較上嚟講低矮嘅建築群，聯同呢一度嘅喺堅尼地城呢一帶嘅一啲嘅綠化地帶咧，咁同埋咧社區及機構一啲社區用地咧，我哋希望能夠保持呢一笪地區咧，都係一啲比較上嚟講咧低矮嘅建築咧，能夠咧繼續去維持一個通風咧，同埋一個咧就spatial relief 嘅一個效應嘅。咁咧就喺薄扶林道以西咧，就係而家香好多都係一啲香港大學而家現有嘅用地咧，包括係宿舍啊，同埋一啲嘅體育設施咧。咁我哋都係俾翻佢而家現行嘅建築物高度都係大約係幾層高嘅，因為呢、這個呢啲嘅土呢啲地區咧，佢嘅低矮嘅建築咧，係對於嗰、那個空氣流通啊，同埋嗰個景觀啊，各方面都係有裨益。咁落到去南邊嗰時候咧，咁基本上咧喺呢個摩頂嶺島咧，譬如嘅一啲嘅建築一啲嘅區咧，我哋咧就提議咗一啲嘅修訂，主要嚟講咧都係反映翻咧佢而家現有嗰個嘅高度開放嘅。譬如在摩星嶺道二號和呢一度六至六號和十號咧，佢而家係一啲三層高嘅一啲嘅低矮建築物啦，我哋亦都係俾翻三層高嘅建築限制，加上係呢、這個地積比率 0.75 同埋 25% 嘅覆蓋率嘅。咁至於咧有兩個比較上嚟講喺佢哋中間嘅咧，我哋就會 keep。俾翻一個高啲嘅高度咧，去反映翻佢而家有嗰個高度限制，分別係140同埋160嘅 MBD， 係反映翻佢現行嘅高度嘅。咁然後去到西邊呢一度咧，呢個係一個海岸區咧。咁如果當啲船咧喺香港嘅西部進入維多利亞港嘅時候，都會經過呢個地方。咁我哋咧就睇翻呢兩個咧意義嘅一個住宅區咧，我哋會。俾翻一個低矮啲嘅一個建築高度，就係大約係四層高，咁同埋咧就係嗰個建築密度都係 0.75 同埋25% 覆蓋率，希望咧能夠咧去保持翻嗰個一個好啲嘅景觀嘅。咁另外喺呢度咧就係摩星嶺喺呢個摩星嶺嘅西邊咧，堅尼地城嘅西邊咧就係之前咧就係用嚟做呢個前焚化爐啊、圖牆啊。同埋咧，前幾已分警察宿舍啊，同埋舊公民村嘅地點咧，我哋咧呢一大地方咧，我哋都係做緊一個土地用途嘅檢討嘅。咁咧就呢一啲灰色嘅地方咧，都係一啲而家嘅一個政府用地咧。咁我哋喺做緊嘅檢討過程入邊咧，我哋暫時都仲未係完成啦。咁所以呢啲地方我哋咧都鬆咗佢做咧 ，undetermined， 即係未指定，即係未確定用途。咁嗰個高度咧，高度限制方面咧，我哋暫時都未有去提供嘅。咁大區入面一啲嘅私人土地咧，同埋私人嘅一啲嘅政府機構社團設施咧，我哋諗住嚟緊都唔會有啲咩特別嘅改變嘅時候咧，我哋都提議翻一啲嘅建築物高度限制入面，譬如好似招商局沿海呢兩個地點咧，我哋都會俾翻60同埋80米嘅建築物高度限制咧，去反映翻佢大於佢而家現有嘅高度嘅。咁咧呢一張圖咧就會睇到咧，當如果大家坐小輪咧。嚟到喺個港口西部進入嘅時候咧，就會我哋咧嘗試模擬咧，就係而家同埋將來咧，嗰、那個建築當嗰、那個發展大約完成之後咧，嗰、那個大約嗰個建築物嗰、那個輪嗰、那個高度嘅輪廓。咁另外一個嘅觀景點咧，我哋就嘗試喺龍虎山，當如果人有機會去行山嘅時候咧，佢喺上喺個山上面望落去咧，就而家同埋將來嗰個景觀咧，亦都做咗一個比較嘅。咁喺我哋做呢、這個分區計劃大綱圖嘅呢個檢討嘅過程入面，我哋都聘請咗一個空氣流通嘅顧問咧，去嘗試去評估或者去睇翻區入面嗰個空氣流通情況嘅。咁睇翻區入面而家嘅常年嘅盛行風咧，分別喺東北咧、東邊同埋南邊，而咧夏天嘅盛行風咧就會喺南邊啦、西南同埋東邊嘅。咁咧根據顧問嘅建議咧，而家有嘅一啲嘅休憩設施啦，同埋一啲低矮嘅政府機構社團用地咧，需要保持咧去繼續維持嗰個通風廊嗰個嘅需要。咁同埋咧現有嘅一啲通風廊咧，亦都需要保持。咁此外咧，顧問亦都提議咗有四個咧 building gaps 咧，就去能夠希望咧改善區內嘅通風環境。其中有兩個咧就分別咧就係介乎喺呢個德輔道西同埋皇后大路西。咁咧呢兩個通風廊咧個寬度都係大約10米，而佢咧就係離地面大約15米高嘅。 主要咧都係通過一啲現有嘅建築物嘅平台咧，嚟去構成嘅。咁但係當中咧都有一部分咧係會需要咧待將來嘅建築物重建嗰時先咧能夠出現，包括咧就係喺呢一度咧，就係主要係香港工業大廈啦，同埋呢個軍益大廈第一期都要等佢哋將來重建嘅時候咧，先可以能夠騰出空位咧去完成曬成條嘅通風廊嘅。咁另外咧喺南喺個區入邊嘅另外一個地方咧，就係喺善美飛路附近咧，我哋亦都提咗另外一條通風廊啦。通風廊咧嗰、那個離地面嘅高度咧，亦都係同樣係大約係15米，咁而嗰個寬度咧就大約12米嘅。咁咧，我今日介紹到呢度，咁歡迎大家咧去俾啲意見我哋。
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Obviously, we welcome attempts to improve view corridors and air circulation. I suspect members' interests largely, though, would be on that area under ongoing land use review. Your slide 7, which you might like just to put up again. Could you just put slide 7 back up, which really is very relevant to everything. No, not slide 7, sorry. The slide where you have the incinerator site. Yes, this one. I mean, obviously, this is crucial in terms of our aspirations for the waterfront. I mean, obviously you're still thinking about how best to deal with the planning challenges, but could you share with members, do you think, a little bit about your thinking on this area? Because it's crucial, I think, in terms of our plans and our aspirations.
我哋其實咧就嗰、那個土地用途檢討咧，都仍然喺度進行緊。咁咧就一啲喺其實因為依一大地方咧，都係喺海旁一個好重要嘅用地。咁特別係喺焚化爐，即係前焚化爐同埋個土牆嗰個範圍咧，係應該會俾到我哋好大嘅機會咧，去可以即係做好嗰個海濱嗰個嘅規劃工作。咁另外呢亦都係喺大家見到喺西面嗰度呢，即係而家係嗰個有一個臨時嘅遊樂場嘅，咁嗰部分呢其實因為現時都冇一啲特別嘅建築物，咁所以我哋嘅我哋其實考慮到呢一路都係講喺維港沿岸呢，希望提供一個即係連綿不絕嘅海濱長廊呢，咁其實我哋係呢係嗰個目標呢都仍然係向呢個方向咁樣做。咁呢就我哋亦都係因為區裏面呢雖然中西區嚟講呢整體性嗰個休憩用地呢係足夠，咁但係呢喺堅尼地城呢一區呢嗰、那個鄰舍嘅休憩用地呢其實係都有不足嘅地方。咁所以我哋都會睇返呢喺呢個檢討範圍裏面呢係可唔可以提供多一啲嘅休憩用地呢係可以等區內嘅居民呢係可以享用。咁另外都睇到域多利道以南呢前公民村嗰、那個或者前摩星嶺嗰個平房區嘅位置啦，同埋以前有個警察宿舍嗰個嘅範圍。咁其實區議會呢就住呢一部分嘅用地呢，其實佢哋都曾經提出呢就話佢哋好希望呢喺區裏面呢有一啲公共房屋嘅提供嘅。咁所以呢度呢我哋都係嗰個有個計劃呢係呢度會有一部分啦，起碼咁呢係會可能呢係做呢公屋嘅用途。咁現時我哋其實都係仲喺進行，咁主要呢其實係最主要嘅考慮呢係因為在交通方面呢嗰、那個容量呢我哋要比較再詳細啲去睇，我哋先至呢可以定到呢裡面呢其實嗰啲用途我哋究竟係可以擺到啲咩嘅用途喺入面。咁或者都提到就係話我哋其實喺嗰、那個而家嗰個公眾貨物起社區呢嘅西邊呢就有一個臨時嘅巴士站嘅。咁嗰個巴士站呢都我哋喺個大統圖嗰度呢其實都係已經係劃咗做休憩嘅用途。咁我哋喺你幫我指一指嗰、那個，咁其實係呢個位置。咁其實我哋會喺嗰個土地用途檢討嗰度呢，我哋都希望呢睇下可唔可以喺嗰個檢討嘅範圍裏面呢係重置到呢一個嘅巴士站，等我哋都可以開放到呢一部分嘅海旁呢做返個休憩嘅用途。咁呢個大致上係我哋初步嘅呢啲嘅諗法。多謝主席。
Thank you, that's very helpful indeed. When do you think your review will be complete?
剛才 才我哋提到就係話，因為最主要我哋考慮交通問題，可能我哋會要需要再做一啲詳細啲嘅研究。咁我哋希望睇下今年內咧，如果即係希望我哋係可以做完嗰個檢討，咁我咧就會喺下一輪再修訂嗰個大綱圖嘅時候咧，就會加入翻嗰啲嘅用途、嗰啲嘅地帶嘅劃分啦，同埋一啲嘅高度嘅限制。
Could I just make the point that we'd obviously like you to come to see us before you finalise your review? I mean, this is a very important area, obviously, from our point of view. But, sorry, okay. Members.
We can, like, in our,做或者下一輪的刊憲或者修訂的大綱圖之前呢，我們可以再回到這個委員會那裡做諮詢。
Members, please, any questions, any points you want to raise? Please.
我想就住呢張圖而家 show 咧，就關於嗰個堅尼地城臨時遊樂場咧。咁而家呢個咧係有一個足球場嘅。咁呢個咧而家咧其實就已經臨時做咗球場好多年，同埋個海濱咧而家有好多市民喺度做釣魚嘅。咁我好希望咧就但係呢度而家唯一嘅唔好處咧就係佢比較隔離咗少少。咁我高興聽到頭先即係部門話咧，會將來開放即係一條不間斷嘅海濱長廊。咁即係話係咪會有機會將招商碼頭會收歸嚟俾政府，要將招商搬走？呢個喺地區上傳咗好耐，但我唔知係咪會唔會有可能發生。咁變咗將連埋嗰個堅尼地城舊墳化龍套房嗰度咧，就個海濱會串連咗出嚟。咁我呢有兩個要求，第一我係支持呢個咁樣可以將佢開放啦，第二我希望嗰個臨時遊樂場嗰度咧就正式變為一個真係一個足球場，因為咧西環嘅年輕人都我見嗰度都係好受歡迎去踢波嘅，咁我希望嗰個球場咧就可以將佢就變咗 permanent。點解要將佢變 permanent 咧？我同文化事務傾過咧，那個球場而家個海堤咧。是有問題的，有少少 settlement 添嘅，但係佢哋而家係因為係臨時用地咧，係冇嘢可以做到。雖然而家暫時安全，但係如果將來要將佢變 permanent 咧，係要做一個比較 permanent 呢個去鞏固翻呢個海堤。咁呢個都係影響我哋呢個委員會嘅工作，對我哋有影響。所以呢度我都希望會知道你哋將來呢個決定嚇。多謝主席。
Could I suggest you collect the questions and we deal with them in one run? Any other questions, please? Andy first. Thank you.
主席，即係我諗西環呢一個位置咧，喺圖牆啊、焚化爐啊同埋公民村嘅地方咧，我諗我見我有記得起咧，都已經即係空置咗，我諗十幾年。咁其實即係。亦有個事，而家西港線咧，我諗亦都嚟緊呢幾年都已經會完工啦。咁其實我即係我相信呢、這、一個即係呢個地方嗰、那個即係發展嘅壓力好大。咁但係咧，我又唔知頭先講緊話，即係主席話需要即係提議啊呢個咁嘅土地使用嘅用途咧，喺而家下一次呢個 OCP 再 discuss 嘅時候咧。即係拎上嚟，再喺呢一個 commission 去討論咧。其實我諗，即係我唔知一般嚟講咧，就 OCP 如果再做 amendment 咧，通常就唔會之前去諮詢啦。咁但係而家呢啲地咧，主要咧都係影響係政府用地啦。咁其實我覺得好需要有一個嘅西之前咧嘅一個討論。即係我諗，尤其是咧，就呢一度已經係港島海濱咧，就我諗即係我諗除咗中環之外咧，這個係一個最有即係潛力一個海濱嘅一個新發展區，咁我希望呢個可以即係盡早拎翻上呢個 commission 嘅討論。
Paul, please.
Yes, Chairman. A few points. I think on the promenade site, at some stage the promenade will end. We've got a natural coastline just around the corner of Mount Davis.So the question is, where does the promenade end? And people, if they want to continue to walk to my district, Poplam, they may use the pavement along Victoria Road. But at some stage, people will go from promenade to pavement of the road. I mean, it's inevitable. So a good choice of that location is definitely something that needs to be done. And whether it's at the end of Signing Street or at the beginning of Signing Street, I think that I'm open-minded.We definitely support the continuous use of the pier for marine industry users. I know that there will be I could imagine that the voters in those residential buildings would love to have other uses in front of them rather than industrial. However, I think as a city, as a marine city, we need our marine infrastructure. I have a question to the DPO. I noticed that two of the piers are now included in the OZP. They may have been always been included, or they newly included. I don't know, but I see two piers being excluded from the outline zoning plan in terms of the outline here, or the purple line. Why do we include the two and not the other two? Would be my question on those piers. Third point probably that I want to make is on traffic. Route 4, the last alignments which have been reviewed for Route 4 have all been declared obsolete, and therefore they've been removed from the outline zoning plan. However, there remains, I must say, in my district council meeting just last week, there's a great recognition of transport and traffic problems between the south and the north. We're also aware that there are many traffic problems here. If you want to connect from the North Shore to Port Phillam area, a lot of these people work their way through Kennedy Town. So ultimately, it needs to be resolved. And whatever we solve may or may not have an impact, but most likely will have an impact on the waterfront. So it's a very important issue for us to hear more about rather than sooner than later. So maybe the Transport Department can actually let us know what their progress is after the cookies. What their progress is on the planning for the traffic and transport infrastructure in this part of the world, because we have a lot of problems there which impact the waterfront. And in terms of public open space, I'm a bit actually amazed. We have this beautiful Mount Davis, and Mount Davis does not operate as a public open space because it's not available as public open space. If so, what can we do to make Mount Davis more useful as public open space? Because we have a beautiful mountainside there, which is completely underused, not easily accessible. But maybe more can be done to make this a public amenity, cover up some of the public open space requirement, which leaves then reduces then some of the pressure. Finally, is the mortuary. There's a mortuary right on the waterfront there that I could imagine there is an issue. What are the plans for the mortuary? Are we going to leave that? If so, are we going to redevelop it to make it nicer, to make it fit in better? Or are we going to move it? But the mortuary seems to be a bit of a sensitive issue, I'm sure, with ghosts and everything that goes with mortuaries, but and feng shui that comes with it. But maybe we can do a better job with that mortuary. The mortuary is another very nice building. It doesn't pay a lot of respect and doesn't help people to be respectful to their family members who've passed away. We either redevelop it and make it a nicer space so it fits in better in the neighborhood and therefore can continue to be close to the waterfront, or are we going to relocate it? But the mortuary, I think, is an issue that needs to be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions for the planners? All right, you've got quite a lot to answer, I'm afraid. I'll try and answer.
Okay.
Take us through, if you would. Thank you.
多謝主席。就住招商局嗰個碼頭嘅地方咧，其實我哋喺我哋做嗰個用途檢討嘅時候咧，我哋都有同佢哋傾談過嘅。咁當然政府唔會因為即係話想開通嗰個嘅即係海濱咧，係去特登去咁樣收回佢哋嘅土地，因為佢現階段咧，其實招商局佢哋仍然咧係喺度運作緊，咁亦都係即係做緊好重要嘅倉庫啊嗰邊嘅用途。咁但係咧，佢哋我唔知道大家會唔會知道，其實都係有佢係有做緊一啲係遊輪嘅泊位嘅用途，係一啲用我哋叫做 short-term waiver 嘅形式咧，咁樣俾佢做緊。咁所以咧，即係商業嗰邊咧，佢哋其實都，佢哋話佢哋長遠嚟講咧，佢哋其實都會可以考慮下點樣可以去做一個配合。咁但係咧，當然呢一啲我諗係要相當時間咧去先至，即係話睇下可唔可以即係中間可以通到連接到即係將來嗰個海濱長廊 咁咧就住第二点咧就系嗰、那个临时嗰个游乐场嗰部分咧。咁现阶段咧系其实佢系真系临时嘅性质，咁亦都个情况话唔系话真系完全嘅理想吓。咁但系咧就其实区里面咧都有唔同嘅意见。咁居民咧喺嗰度咧其实系譬如话有人希望喺度系可以系做一个睇日落嘅公园嘅吓。咁所以系咪将来如果我哋真系譬如话做完个检讨，确定咗佢哋其实都会系继续做一个休憩用途嘅话咧，其实我谂我哋就会再去即系睇翻即系当区居民嘅意愿，睇下佢哋其实究竟想嗰度系有一个即系好啲嘅球场啊，定系佢哋想譬如话系一个好啲可以睇到日落嘅公园啊，咁样样我哋会再进一步再去睇。咁Andy 頭先個 point 咧就係話即係其實西港島線咧，其實即係可能都會喺未來嗰幾年落成啦。咁我哋有可能係咪需要再上翻嚟做一次嘅諮詢咧？咁西港島線會係預計咧喺2014年咧會落成。咁其實喺個屠房同埋焚化爐嗰方面咧，因為都要做一啲除污decontamination 嘅工作，咁都要花幾年嘅時間嘅其實。咁所以暫時嚟講咧，其實依塊地咧係即時咧係可以用到，咁但係我哋因為喺我哋一般嚟講咧，如果我哋係做依啲嘅土地用途嘅檢討咧，其實咧我哋係可以喺嗰個過程裡面咧係上翻嚟委員會咧做一次嘅諮詢啊，咁呢個係冇問題嘅嚇，亦都係我今日嘅承諾。咁就住我鋪嗰幾條問題咧，第一樣咧就係佢話嗰個海濱長廊究竟咧會去到邊度停咧？咁暫時我哋嘅諗法咧就係、是。其實因為大家見到咧，去到西邊嗰個臨時遊樂場嗰度咧，隔離咧就係嗰個嘅垃圾嘅轉運站嚇。嗰個轉運站咧係本身咧係需要泊位嘅，咁所以咧要喺嗰度通過喺嗰度通過去做一條連綿嘅海濱長廊咧，係有一定嘅困難。咁而過咗個垃圾轉運站咧，西邊即係再落去西。轉去西邊，轉去南邊咧，其實就已經係即係完全而家個自然嘅海岸線。咁所以咧就幾大機會咧，嗰、那個海濱長廊咧會係去到嗰、那個臨時嘅遊樂場嘅位置，經過大家咧嗰、那個呢度其實已經有一個嘅公園咧，係可以上翻嚟域多利道咧，咁樣再行過去。咁其實現時域多利道咧，其實都係好多人喺度散步啊、做緩跑啊嘅活動嘅。咁就另一樣嘢咧，就係話嗰四個碼頭咧，點解有兩個係包咗喺入邊，有兩個咧就唔包咧？咁已經包咗入邊嗰兩個咧，就係、是、其實本來喺大江圖都係包咗。咁所以我哋喺今次話我哋仲係檢討緊嗰個用途咧，我哋都係即係跨咗入去嗰個未決定用途嘅範圍。咁而未包嗰兩個咧，其實係現有嘅一啲嘅碼頭，以前我哋五聯碼頭嗰啲嘅位置。另外嗰兩個咁我哋咧就其實將來咧喺個我哋都係建議咧，我哋會喺即係臨時嘅個諗法咧，就建議咧會保留嗰兩個碼頭咧，係配合翻將來嗰啲海濱嘅用途咧，係希望咧係可以即係令到佢有一啲可以帶到啲人更加去到嘅維港嘅。咁就咁所以喺下一輪嘅修訂嘅時候咧，我哋應該個方向咧係會將嗰兩個碼頭咧係會納入埋佢個大方圖入邊。咁至於四號幹線咧，其實運輸及房屋局嗰邊咧，佢哋嘅意見咧就係同埋運輸署佢哋睇過咧，其實嗰條四號幹線咧預計以現時嘅預計咧，就係其實喺2026之前都唔會需要嚇。咁所以我哋喺而家我哋做緊嗰個土地用途檢討咧，基本上我哋係用緊一個係當冇四號幹線嗰個咁樣嘅走線咧，係做一個嘅基礎嘅嚇。咁而亦都因為四號幹線以前嗰個我哋已經喺大江圖已經係刪除咗嗰個嘅路線咧，根本因為都會有機會係牽涉到即係喺維港度填海，咁所以亦都係今時我哋喺保護海港條例之下咧，其實呢樣嘢咧都係好難去進行。咁所以我哋其實暫時嚟講，即係如果將來真係有四號幹線，其實佢嘅走線咧都係可能會採取一個比較係內陸啲嘅走線嚇。咁所以咧就亦都有機會唔再影響到呢個範圍以內嘅地方。咁所以咧，我哋係暫時嗰、那個即係一路嗰、那個土地用途檢討咧，係預咧係冇四號幹線咧喺呢個範圍裡面嘅。 咁而喺摩星嶺嗰方面咧，其實喺受處可唔可以去翻嗰張有冇？我哋喺今次嗰個修訂咧，其實喺摩星嶺嘅範圍裏面咧，我哋都有將有兩塊嘅土地咧，係將佢改劃咗做，我哋睇唔到係嘛嚇？嗰兩個 open space 睇唔到，有冇張大啲嗰個？喺摩星嶺嘅範圍裏面咧係。我哋咧就其實都有今次嘅改動咧，嘅修訂咧，我哋係將有兩塊地方咧係改劃咗，正式改劃咗去做休憩用途嘅嚇，休憩地用地嘅。咁所以呢一部分希望即係如果係俾咗一個比較確實嘅用途嘅地帶佢咧，咁將來如果佢再有一啲嘅即係或者工程去做一啲嘅改善咧，其實都會係即係可能係有一個基礎喺度啦。咁而最後就係關於個公眾殮房嗰一點咧，我哋其實嗰個目標咧係希望將個公眾殮房咧喺依一區度搬走嘅，即係喺而家個檢討範圍裏面搬走。咁但係咧喺真係好坦白咁講，喺我哋要揾一個適合嘅地方去搬佢咧，係一啲都唔容易嚇。咁我哋仲喺度做緊呢一方面嘅工作，咁暫時我哋其實係未有一個定案，究竟係可以搬去邊度？咁但係都係其實我哋都有個擔心，就係嗰個公眾殮房咧，其實會同個海濱將來嘅用途咧係唔協調。咁所以呢個都係我哋一個方向，係希望將個殮房搬走嘅。多謝主席。
Thank you very much. Any other comments members want to make? Quick one, Paul.
Quick one, Chairman. By the time the ex-Kennedy Town incinerator and abattoir is done, and we already have the industrial use for the refuse transfer, and we've got the pier, I can see that the promenade ends at the ex-Kennedy Town incinerator, and that the Kennedy Town temporary recreation ground becomes another kind of like potentially.Marine supporting land users, so we have a consistent land use there for along Signing Street. I think we should not be, we have given the impression from this committee and in the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, we want the entire waterfront and the entire Hong Kong everywhere to be a promenade. And I think we should give some feedback, some pushback to that suggestion. We need other users as well on the waterfront, and this may be one of those locations, once we can have a better park.Once the MTR is finished at the ex-Kennedy Town incinerator, then the temporary recreation ground could be an excellent possibility for other users that are more marine supporting related for that particular area.
Yeah. Yes, the Commission and Committee are very conscious about the need for land-water interface, so I think Paul's comment is one that you might like to think through. Thank you. Did I see a hand up? Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. 多謝主席啊。好同意咧，就喺個堅尼地城臨時遊樂場咧，將來會保留部分嘅open space。亦都好同意咧，就係嗰個喺前摩星嶺平房區同埋依個前已婚警察宿舍嘅地方咧，係保留部分地方起公屋，我哋好支持嚇。有一點記住咧，為咗係。將來是避免一些多些建築物的避風效應的話呢希望就是建築物與建築物之間盡量保留一個相當的距離例如30米至40米之間距離變成那些風呢可以走過同時間呢就是避免是將來重建的建築物呢就個 podium 太過大呢是阻擋這個行人高度那個成行風的問題這樣咁亦都應該要留意一下個當區嘅一啲社會福利配套設施，例如青年中心啊、老人中心，我相信嗰邊都好需要嘅。多謝主席。
Alright, thank you, members. Any further comments from Planning Department?
好多謝依兩位委員嘅意見。咁其實我哋都會喺我哋將來再。繼續嗰個土地用途檢討嘅時候咧，會係考慮呢一方面嘅意見。其實頭先頭先提到啫，譬如話究竟係樓宇之間嘅間距啊，即係希望嗰啲嘅平台係盡量係即係細啊。 又或者其實區裏面係冇錯係其實都需要一啲嘅社福設施嘅。咁將來都會喺我哋詳細規劃嘅時候咧，都希望係有啲位置咧可以提供到嘅。咁至於 Paul 嗰個 suggestion 話我哋要睇嗰個 marine related 嘅industries 啊，或者 supporting industries， 咁我哋我哋都會要睇翻即係全個即係佢。維港以內嗰啲嘅位置咧，係咁樣全面去睇，即係可能未必一定要需要喺依一個位置去做，咁但係我哋都 take note of Paul's comments。
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, well, if you agree, members will draw a line now. Essentially, what will happen is obviously your comments will be consolidated into a view which we'll pass to the Town Planning Board. Thank you very much.But I think overall, overriding message is the importance of this area, I think, in terms of future harbourfront enhancement and our wish to be involved at all times in the process going forward. So Planning Department, if you could take that on board as your thinking evolves, please come and talk to us because we'd like to be involved and we may well be able to contribute ideas and suggestions. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.